Check their website out for new agricultural cropland listings and hunting and recreational properties at HughesRealEstate.net or give them a call for a no-hassle consultation at 320-815-0460. That's Hughes Real Estate and Auction Company.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. An excessive heat warning will go into effect here this afternoon. Partial sunshine develops here for today with a high around 90 degrees. Winds out of the southeast around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies develop, although near 70. Tuesday, sunny and hot, a high around 96 degrees. Then on Wednesday, sunshine, a high around 97. Thursday, mostly sunny, we'll see a high of 90. Friday, plenty of blue skies and sun, high around 82 degrees. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Q92 Country. Currently, it's 64.
News and weather this hour has been brought to you by Hughes Real Estate and Auction Service, a full-service real estate and auction company with over 65 years of combined experience. Stop in at the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out their specials on wines, liqueurs, mixers, beer, and much more. The House of Spirits has many beer case specials. And they have one of the largest selections of wines around. The House of Spirits is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they remind you to please drink responsibly. That's the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out the House of Spirits Facebook page for weekly and daily specials.
It's summer in a big way. So go big at Mall of America. Your summer adventure is on with a stay at Radisson Blue Mall of America, conveniently connected to the mall. Swim a little, spa a little, shop up to 500 stores, enjoy every kind of dining, and so much more. Nickelodeon Universe has live Paw Patrol shows. Then get creative with the youngest ones at Crayola Experience. So you can go big just by going to Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
The Minnesota Connection is brought to you by Minnesota News Network. A fire that burned 23 square blocks and 150 buildings had Minneapolis reeling on August 13, 1893. 1,500 people were left without shelter in the wake of the blaze. Out of devastation came a drive to improve the city's ability to battle any future fire. One innovation, the Prospect Park Water Tower, took shape 20 years later. Designed and built in 1913, the so-called Witch's Hat, because of its unique, round-pointed roof, was built on Tower Hill, one of the highest points of the city, to increase water pressure in firefighting efforts. The tower became a signature area attraction. According to Imanopedia, families would picnic nearby and enjoy spectacular views of the Twin Cities, turning a utilitarian necessity into a cherished landmark. And that's Minnesota's connection to the beauty of innovation. I'm Jake Griffith.
At Appleton Area Health, we do more than offer services to keep you and your family healthy. We believe in building relationships and caring for the entire person as a whole. We're proud to serve our community and the region by providing services that allow you to receive specialized care and still stay close to home. From primary care and behavioral health to wound care and general surgery, our experienced staff offers personalized care to meet your family's needs. Appleton Area Health, exceptional service, trusted care.
Madison Healthcare Services has some job opportunities available. Right now, they're looking for a resident assistant, HHA-PRN, medical lab technician with a $9,000 sign-on bonus. They need a registered nurse at the hospital, the $9,000 sign-on bonus, certified nursing assistants with a sign-on bonus of $5,000, certification assistants available, and they have an opening for an LPN-RN at the care center, $9,000 sign-on bonus. Madison Healthcare Services believes providing high-quality patient care begins with their staff, and they'd like to have you on that staff. For information, contact the Human Resources Department at 320-598-7551. Applications may be submitted online or picked up at the front desk of Madison Healthcare Services, located at 900 2nd Avenue, Madison, Minnesota.
It's 8 minutes past 9 o'clock.
Great music for Bellingham, Marietta, and Nassau on Q92 KLQP-FM.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through, through this world without having you. I just wouldn't have a clue. Cause sometimes it seems like this world's closing in on me, and there's no way of breaking free. And then I see you reach for me. Sometimes I wanna give up, wanna give in, I wanna quit the fight. And then I see you, baby, and everything's alright. Everything's alright. When I see you smile, I can face the world. Oh, you know I can do anything. When I see you smile, see a ray of light. Oh, see it shining right through the rain. When I see you smile, smile at me. Oh yeah. Baby, there's nothing in this world that could ever do what the touch of your hand can do. It's like nothing that I ever knew.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices, today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Steve Gregus. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by our office in Montevideo, Minnesota for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Focus on the Family this morning, sponsored by Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison. Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust.
Hi, it's Jen with Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison, Minnesota. We offer a home-like setting, home-cooked meals, and other services tailored to you or your loved one's needs. Stop by anytime or call us at 320-598-7557. Coffee is always hot and treats are aplenty. We provide the comfort you deserve and the care you can trust.
One of the most important lessons for dealing with negative people in your life is this: never overlook their true nature. In the summer of 2003, bear enthusiast Timothy Treadwell and his girlfriend Amy traveled to Alaska to observe the grizzly bear population. Although not formally trained as a biologist, Treadwell had been visiting the area for years and claimed to have a special relationship of trust and respect with the animals. Despite repeated warnings from the Park Service, Treadwell refused to keep his distance from the bears. He even set up camp near a salmon stream where the bears commonly fed. Then tragedy. On October 5th, a 1,000-pound bear invaded Treadwell's campsite and mauled him and his girlfriend to death. The ugly moral to Treadwell's story is that he was lulled into passivity and dropped his guard. He interacted with the wild bears as if they were pets and forgot their true nature. We face the same challenge with the negative people in our lives. We turn to them for validation and receive criticism instead. We seek encouragement and receive condemnation. Critical people don't dispense encouragement. They complain and point out flaws. That's who they are. That's their nature. Loving or nasty, sacrificial or selfish, people communicate their true nature through their behavior. We're wise not to forget that. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family this morning, sponsored by Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison. Grace Haven Assisted Living, the comfort you deserve, the care you trust.
Find the solution to all of your communications needs with Federated Telephone. Keep in touch with friends and family with one of their communications packages. Whether it's local telephone, long distance, cable TV, or high-speed internet, Federated Telephone lets you choose the package that fits your life. They make it easy. Don't deal with a communications company that's far away or gives you a computer voice recording when you have trouble. The solution to all of your communications needs can be found locally. Call today, 320-324-7111. Federated Telephone. Communications at the speed of life.
Hello, this is Dawn Peterson with Peterson Team Realty. Are you looking to buy real estate or looking to sell real estate? Look to us, Dawn Peterson, Tristan Bothan at Peterson Team Realty. You'll be confident with our advice and knowledge to make your experience as pleasant as it should be. Don't hesitate to call us today. Our office is located in Madison, and we cover the entire listening area. 320-598-3344. Knowledgeable, ethical, and experienced, Peterson Team Realty. Have a great day.
And you'll find Peterson Team Realty online at westernhomesource.net. It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo is sitting in for Maynard Meyer this morning. And Josh Benega, Lockbarrow Veteran Service Officer, once again in the studio. You know, you're pretty faithful coming in the studio every Monday morning, Josh.
Well, not every Monday. Well, last week I was on vacation, and we used some radio magic to...
That's right. You had vacation last week. How'd it go?
Well, got a lot of projects done.
That's good.
Yeah, I had some contractors come by and... knock some stuff out, polish some stuff up, and, you know, did a couple of projects myself.
So it was a stay vacation then.
I always take a staycation, for a week in August. Well, I normally take staycations anyways, but I did get to stay at a hotel for a couple of nights, me and my dog. So
nice. What was that about? Just to get away?
Well, I had my hardwood floor refinished, and...
Oh, you got to be out of the house. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Well, I didn't want the dog to ruin the finish, and I didn't want to ruin the finish either. So.
There you go. Hey, before we went on air, Josh and I were just talking about how many World War II veterans we have
Yeah, left.
It's getting down there.
Yeah, we recently lost another one. Wally Norby, his funeral is today. Visitation starts at 10, and after our show, I'll be going to that because he was a 67-year member of the Bellingham American Legion, and I'm commander there, so need to pay my respects.
67-year.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd have been 101 yesterday.
Wow. Nice.
Yep.
Now, you said that's at Bellingham?
Yep.
In Bellingham, okay.
At the community center, I believe.
Wow, okay. Wow, yeah, just a few left.
Yep.
It's amazing how fast the generation goes like that.
It is. And I had some great stories, and I got lucky enough to hear a few of them, so.
Yep. Okay. All right, we're going to salute a veteran today.
Today we're saluting Private First Class Kenneth Bernard Unzen. You were just telling me a couple of stories about him.
Yep.
So,
good friend back in the day.
Yep, Kenny was born on May 6, 1941, in Madison, passed away on December 6, 2004. He entered active duty in the United States Army on November 2, 1961, in Bellingham. Was honorably discharged about 9 months later on August 6, 1962, at Fort Lewis, Washington. He was a light weapons infantryman with headquarters company of 2nd Brigade of the 32nd Infantry Division of the 6th U.S. Army. He earned a sharpshooter badge with the M1 rifle. So we thank you, Kenneth, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. And Ken and I bowled on a couple of bowling teams. He's an outstanding bowler. He loved to bowl. So, good guy.
Good.
All right, what are we going to talk about? What's our subject matter today?
Well, the PACT Act. I've touched on this subject a lot over the last year, but it's a historic expansion of benefits and health care for veterans and survivors. VA sent out a press release on August 10th discussing the impact of the PACT Act on veterans since its signing on August 10th of last year. President Biden signed the Sergeant First Class Heath Robinson Honoring Our Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act, or the PACT Act, into law as part of his Unity Agenda. VA has delivered more than $1.85 billion, with a B, in earned PACT Act benefits to veterans and survivors. VA released a PACT Act year in review dashboard showcasing the care and benefits of VA's delivered to veterans and their survivors since the president signed the PACT Act into law on August 10th, 2022. Partly due to this historic law, VA is delivering more care and more benefits to more veterans than ever before. Key results to date include delivering benefits to veterans and their survivors. VA has delivered more than $1.85 billion in earned PACT Act benefits to veterans and survivors. Excuse me. VA is delivering these benefits to veterans at the fastest rate in our nation's history, processing 1.65 million total veterans claims thus far in this fiscal year, including 458,659 PACT Act claims, 16% more year to date than the previous all-time record. So increasing veteran access to care. Since August 10th, 332,000 veterans have enrolled in VA healthcare, which is nearly 50,000 more enrollees than during the previous year. This includes more than 113,000 enrollees from the PACT Act population, which includes Vietnam, Gulf War, and post 9/11 veterans. Screening veterans for toxic exposures. More than 4.1 million veterans have received free 10-minute screenings for toxic exposures from VA under the PACT Act. Critical step to catching and treating potentially life-threatening health conditions as early as possible. Spreading the word to veterans and their survivors, thanks to the largest outreach campaign in VA history, veterans and survivors are applying for their earned benefits at record rates. In this fiscal year, veterans and survivors have submitted 1.95 million total claims, including over 843,000 PACT Act-specific claims, which is 37% more than last year and paced to break an all-time record. Veterans have also submitted 1.65 million intents to file during this fiscal year, which is 44% more than last year and also on pace to break an all-time record. So, wow.
Well, I was right. PACT Act doing a lot of good things for veterans.
Yep. They, Vietnam veterans with Agent Orange, there's a lot of conditions that are to have presumed to have been caused by Agent Orange, mm-hmm. or toxic herbicides that were used to defoliate. And basically, this PACT Act does the same thing for Gulf War and post 9/11 veterans with burn pits and particulate matter. You know, some of the some of those oil fields burning and the black smoke and the just the nastiness of things that got burned, you know, and big trash dumps and yep. things like that have caused some significant health impacts to veterans, mostly respiratory and cancerous, so it's not a good thing.
Nope.
But Uncle Sam says, we're going to take care of you.
That's good.
And they got guys like me in almost every county in the U.S. saying, you know, come on in, let's do some paperwork on this. PACT Act is here to stay, and veterans and survivors can apply any time for the care and benefits they've earned. Veterans and survivors who apply for PACT Act benefits, well, 1 week ago, midnight, Monday, will be the eligible to have their PACT Act benefits dated to August 10th of 2022, the day the president signed it into law. As an extension from the original date of August 9th, VA encourages all veterans and survivors to visit va.gov/PACT to apply or submit their intents to file. More information on how 1 year of the PACT Act is helping veterans, visit VA's PACT Act Year in Review dashboard. This dashboard is a special highlight edition of VA's regular PACT Act dashboard, which VA publishes every other Friday to document the implementation of this legislation, showcase its impact on veterans and survivors. The Year in Review dashboard includes national and state level data on PACT Act benefits and health care. And when it comes to the state level data on PACT Act benefits, Minnesota is usually one of the top ones. So,
okay, good. All right, good
it's
stuff.
All because of advocacy of guys like me.
That's right. You do a great job.
Well, I appreciate
all of you,
that.
All of you do a great job. So.
Yep.
So if veterans listening and they want to get a hold of you, how can they do that, Josh?
They can contact my office. I was on vacation last week, but I'm open this week, except for this morning. I have a funeral to attend in Bellingham. But we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. We're in the lower level of the courthouse, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. All right.
You still call it the garden level, or
Maynard calls it the garden level.
Well, Maynard calls it.
I always
He's the only one that calls it the garden level?
As far as I know.
Okay.
You know, maybe with this radio show, that's been changed a little bit.
Okay.
But.
All right. Anything else, Josh? We cover everything there?
Oh, the Veterans Linkage Line, 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right. Real good, Josh. Thanks for coming in. You're going to enjoy the hot weather this week?
No.
I don't like hot weather either.
I did a summertime in the Iraqi desert.
Iraq.
Yeah, and I'm adverse to heat.
How hot did it get over there for you? You remember?
Well, the hottest heat index I remember was 133 degrees.
In Iraq.
That was in Kuwait in August. But hottest I remember in Baghdad was 129.
Oh.
And that was a little digital thermometer my first sergeant had on his shelf. So
that's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, when you know, we had some people say, is it 125 yet? When it gets to 125, I'm going to start complaining.
When it gets to 90, I start complaining.
Me too. I'm like a popsicle in this weather.
Me too. All right. Thanks for coming in, Josh.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Josh Benega, Lockbrawl Veteran Service Officer, and another Vets Info.
Vets Info on the air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lockbrawl County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
On Q92. Solid Gold Radio.